Okay, just a minute. I turned the fan, but it's too noisy. Okay. Jai Radha Madhava. Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava. Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janna Bala. Givarada. Gopi Janna Balava Givarada Yashodanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Bunacha Yamuna Tira Bunacha Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, text number 20, chapter 6, text number 20.
圣殿薄伽瓦坛第十一篇第六章第二十四节.
Shri Bhadarayana Vacha Nityabhishtuya Vibhudai Shesha Shata Dutir Harim Abhyabhashita Govindam Pranam Yam Bharamahashrita Shri Bhadarayana Nirvacha Itya Vishtuya Vibhudai Shesha Shata Jatir Harim Abhyabhashita Govindam Pranam Yam Bharamahashrita Shri Bhadarayana Nirvacha Itya Vishtuya Vibhudai Shesha Shata Dutir Harim Abhya Vashata Govindam Pranam Ambaram Ashita. Okay, the words for words. Shri Bhadarayanir Uvacha.
Shri Bhadarayani Uvacha.
Sukadev Goswami said.
Shri Sukadeva Goswami said.
Abhishtuya.
Abhishtuya.
Praising.
Sande.
Vibhudai.
Vibhudai.
Along with the demigods.
和所有半神人.
Saisha.
Saisha.
And also Lord Shiva.
还有主席吧
Shatadriti
Shatadriti
Lord Brahma
主 Brahma
Harim
Harim
Supreme Lord
是尊主
Abhyabhashata
Abhyabhashata Bhashatta.
Spoke.
说.
Govindam.
Govindam.
Unto Govinda.
向 Govinda.
Pranamya.
Pranamya.
Offering obeisances.
敬拜.
Ambaram.
Ambaram.
In the sky.
在空中.
And Ashrita.
Ashrita.
Situated.
位于.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Devotee. Shukadeva Goswami continued. After Brahma, along with the Lord Shiva and other demigods, thus offered prayers to Govinda, Lord Brahma situated himself in the sky and addressed the Lord as follows.
译文由圣帕帕的奉献者提供。Sri Sukadeva Goswami 继续说道：主 Brahma， 主 Shiva。和其他半神人向至尊主 Govinda 如此的献过祈祷文之后，主 Brahma 悬浮在空中对主如下说道。
Next verse.
我们来看下一个世界。
Shri Brahma Vacha Bhumair Bhura Vataraya Para Vigyapati Prabho Twam Ashmabir Asadnam Tat Udvoparatam. Sorry, the light is not very good.
Uvacha.
Sri Brahma said.
Sri Brahma sho.
Bhume.
Bhume.
Of the earth.
地球的
Vara
Vara
The burden
负担
Avataraya Atavara Avataraya
Avataraya
For the sake of diminishing
为了缓解
Pura
Pura
Previously
先前的
Vigyapita
Vigyapita
were requested.
被要求.
Prabho.
Prabho.
O Lord.
主啊.
Twam.
Twam.
You.
您.
Asmabhi.
Asmabhi.
By us.
被我们.
Ashesha Atman.
Ashesha Atman.
O unlimited soul of all.
所有一切的无限灵魂啊。
Tut.
Tut.
That request.
那个请求。
Tata Eva.
Tata Eva.
Just as expressed by us.
正如我们所表达的。
Upapaditam was fulfilled.
Upapaditam 被实现。
Lord Brahma said, My dear Lord, previously,We requested you to remove the burden of the earth. O unlimited personality of Godhead, that request has certainly been fulfilled. Lord Krishna might have said to the demigods, translation.
Sorry. 译文主 Brahma 说我亲爱的
You have it?
Yes. 主 Brahma 说我亲爱的主以前我们请求过您消除地球的负担，无限的人格守神啊！ 那个请求的确现在已经实现了。OK, Maharaj.
OK, Yatsu. Lord Krishna might have said to the demigods, actually you requested Mahavishnu to come down, so why are you saying that you requested me? After all, I am Govinda. Therefore, Brahma has addressed the Lord here as Ashesh Atma, or the unlimited personality of Godhead, from whom all plenary expansions of Vishnu emanate. This is the opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
要指，主 Krishna 也许会对半神人们这么说。事实上，你们当时请求 Iradakshayi Vishnu 降临，如今你们为什么说是请求过我呢？毕竟我是 Govinda， 因此 Brahma 在这里称主为 Ashesatma， 即无限的人格守神，他流言出所有 Vishnu 的全权扩展。这就是 Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti 的意他扩的意见。
I think we'll read more here because it's a series, no commentary. So number 22.
22节。
Dharmas to stop pita satsu satcha sande shuvai twaya.Kirtischa Dikshu Vikshita Sarvaloka Malapaha. O Lord, you have reestablished the principles of religion among pious men who are always firmly bound to the truth. You have also distributed your glories all over the world, and thus the whole world can be purified by hearing about you.
Even with the Jew.也已经在始终坚守真理的前行者当中确立了宗教原则，您还已经把您的荣耀传遍了全世界，如此整个世界能聆听到您的讯息而受到净化。
OK, another one. Avatirya Yadorvam say,Vibrad Nipam Anutama Karman Yudama Vrittani Pittaya Jagato Kritu. Descending into the dynasty of King Yadu, you have manifested your unique transcendental form, and for the benefit of the entire universe, you have executed magnanimous transcendental activities.
第二十三十节译文，您降临到亚度王朝中，展示了您的超然形体，为了造福整个宇宙，您上演了慷慨仁慈的超然活动。
OK, it's a long narration. Prayers need you.
这是一段很长的祷文。
二十四Yani te charitavisha manusya sadhava kalara shinvatak kirtayantas cha tarishyandasa tamaha. My dear Lord, those pious and saintly persons who in the age of Kali hear about your transcendental activities and also glorify them,will easily cross over the darkness of the age.
第二十四世节译文，我亲爱的主，在卡利年代中，那些聆听和荣耀您超然活动的虔诚圣人，必将轻易跨越这黑暗的年代。
Report. Yotsu. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, many persons.Are not attracted to the authorized Vedic literature, minimizing the transcendental process of hearing and chanting the glories of the personality of Godhead. They prefer to listen to useless and whimsical vibrations on the radio and television, in newspapers and magazines, and so on. Rather than hear about Krishna from the bona fide spiritual master, they endlessly give their own opinions about everything until they are dragged away by the force of time. After studying the temporary limited forms of the material world, they impatiently conclude that the absolute truth is formless. Such persons are actually worshiping Krishna as illusory energy, Maya, who has been authorized to kick their stubborn heads. If instead people hear directly about Krishna from the bona fide sources, they will very easily solve all the problems of their lives. In Kali Yuga, people are constantly suffering from many psychological, social, economic, historical, political, and existential problems. But all these nightmarish problems can be removed as soon as one awakens to the transcendental reality of the personality of Godhead, who is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, and beyond the bewildering manifestations of the material energy. The Lord appears within this universe so that people can observe, hear about, and glorify his actual activities. In this difficult age of Kali, we should all seriously take advantage of this opportunity.
我现在是在卡利年代，许多人不为权威的伟大文献所吸引，他们宁愿听来自电台、电视、报刊、杂志等人为的无用之谈，也不愿接受最起码聆听和唱诵人格守神的荣耀的超然成群这个机会。Hare Krishna.
Om Gana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadansikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sajjadatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shcha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai. There's a nice verses, and we find that many, we've heard even the same words practically in Bhagavad Gita and other parts of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这是一个很好的世界。我们其中也发现有些词的话在国家梵歌以及圣典国家瓦坛当中都会反复的被提到。
So the demigods are praising Krishna for that he removed the burden of the earth, which he's done many times. By removing big demons.
在这里，半神人们他们赞颂至尊主，多次的来清除地球上的重担，通过来消灭恶徒的方式、恶魔的方式，来减轻地球的负重。
So the big demons, they, you know, they make trouble. They, often they stop, like Kamsa, they wouldn't allow any yagyas, no Brahmins could do anything. Hiranyakashipu was killing cows, so there wouldn't be any ghee, and like that.
那么有很多恶魔，他们都会做一些非常糟糕的事情，比如说 Kamsa， 他会杀死很多奉献者，然后 Rakashipu 他会摧毁很多庙宇，直到烧，毁坏这个神像的崇拜。
So Brahma is saying, you've reestablished principles of religion.
所以主 Brahma 说，至尊主他会重建宗教原则。
That's exactly what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that I come to do that.
就好像 Krishna 在博迦梵歌当中亲口所说的一样，我降临是为了重建宗教原则。
Vrittanaya sadunam, vinashaya chaduskitam. I come to, you know, help the pious people reestablish principles of religion when things go down.
主说当每当整个情况变得越来越糟糕，我会亲自前来拯救虔信者，来重建宗教原则。
Then he says, "You've spread your glories all over the world now." We can especially say that about Lord Chaitanya, because now everywhere people are chanting. But even see before there was the world was.People had better communication actually. So when they knew that Krishna in incarnation came and killed a big demon, the demons were harassing the whole universe. They were big. So everybody knew about it. Stories spread very fast.
那么至尊主的荣耀呢会在全世全所有宇宙都会传扬。那么这一点在主全天下小时光当中我们看得特别明显，因为当主全天下显现以后，到如今唱诵圣名在全世界都传播开来，但是在很久远的年代，那时候的通讯会更发达，如果这个至尊主的荣耀至尊主要显现来铲除恶魔，这样的消息立刻就会在半神人当中传遍整个宇宙。
But this particular statement now is very easy to understand when you think about Lord Chaitanya and his movement. It's very recent.
但是这一点的话，我们可以通过主 Chaitanya 以及他的集中生命运动，可以充分的来感受到。
So now the holy kirtana, the holy name, the Maha Mantra is known all over the world.
现在唱诵圣名啊。全世界都就是世界到处都知道。
And spreading more and more all the time.
而且一直在更多的在传播当中。
Yeah, and also the books. You know, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, you know, empowered by Lord Chaitanya, the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they're all over the world in hundreds of languages.
而且包括书籍，圣帕帕德是主 Chaitanya 被主 Chaitanya 授权的。如今这博迦梵歌圣典博迦瓦坛在全世界大量的发行。
And the kirtan doesn't need any translation, so that can spread even faster.
而唱诵圣名不需要任何的翻译，所以呢，传播的更迅速。
We have people from maybe 100 different languages. They're all chanting the holy name, the same mantra. They're all dancing the same. Nobody is confused. Everybody understands everyone else.
刚才提到圣宝宝的书籍被翻译成120多种语言，如今在玛雅普，那么来自这100多个国家的奉献者们，他们欢聚一堂，在一起唱诵舞蹈，没有误解，没有谁。因为语言的问题理解不了谁。
So then it's saying that he came in the dynasty of King Yadu, and he showed his transcendental form that because Krishna had come at that time in the original Govinda form, which previously no one had seen.
嗯，那么主呢？他因此而降临在亚度王朝。这次降临，他是以库什那原初的两臂形体显现的。这样的形体在以前的年代人们都没有见到过。
Come in many, many different incarnations, never came. This is a special time, only once in the day of Brahma. Krishna comes. It's two-armed Govinda.
这真主曾经以很多很多不同的化身显现，但从来没有以他最原初的 Govinda 的形象展示过。
And for the benefit of the universe, he's done magnanimous transcendental activity.
嗯，而为了这个，拯救这个宇宙，他又上演了非常美妙的仁慈慷慨的逍遥时光。
So different. One was he killed so many demons that were disturbing the devotees all the time.
与此同时，他。
That really helps the soul to get out from the material world and to be a live in the material world, like Prahlad says, Abhayam, Abhayam, Atmani, Bhuyishtam, that it can, you know, be happy or peaceful or steady or whatever in the struggle for existence in the material world. We know about.
而主陈丹尼亚正是如此传扬至尊主荣耀的，化身，那么就好像普拉大君所说的一样，那么如果人能够有机会聆听有关于至尊主的超然时光，那么他所有的这些苦恼啊、痛苦啊都会消失。
People who hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord and glorify them get out of the darkness of Kali Yuga.
嗯，那些聆听至尊主超然逍遥时光。
Predicting Lord Chaitanya。
那些聆听并荣耀至尊主超然逍遥时光的人，他们可以跨越这个卡利年代沉沉的黑暗，这是主 Chaitanya 所预言的。
Of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us from the very beginning, Shinbata Sahakrita Krishna.Punya Shravana Kirtana. It's simply hearing the pastimes of the Lord in Krishna Katha, that itself is very pious activity.
因为在圣典薄伽瓦坛一开始就告诉我们，如果人能够聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光，那么这个聆听本身就是非常非常纯粹的虔诚活动。
More than, you know, planting trees or,feeding people or whatever to glorify the holy name.
这样的虔诚活动要远比就是给穷人们吃的或者是建修路建桥这样的虔诚活动更为殊胜。
Kali Yuga is called a dark age because people are ignorant. We can't see what's really there. We see things all wrong.
卡利年代被称为是一个黑暗的年代，因为人们没有智慧，无法看清真相是什么。
Starting with we think with the body, so much enamored by our body and the body of others.
人们只是关注自己的躯体以及其他人的躯体。
So conditioned to judge by the body.
就是人们受条件限制，只是从躯体的角度来判断一切。
Of course, the body, you know, tells us something about the mind, but sometimes the most wonderful people are very ugly or they're crippled or, you know, but they're very kind and loving and they're great devotees.
有时候我们看到有些人他躯体上虽然是残疾或者瘫痪，但是却是伟大的奉献者。
So anyway, he's confirming, and like we hear again and again, Krishna says it's joyfully performed. He's saying we can easily get out of the Kali Yuga.
那么再三的听到就是，那他 上演的笑时光，以便使人们能够轻易的跨越这个就是物质存在。
But most people are not interested in spiritual advancement.
但是大部分人他们对灵性的进步并不感兴趣。
You know Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, right? Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yarati sadaye yatatamapi sadanam kaschid mam bheti tatvata. But out of many millions of men, only hardly anybody is interested in spiritual advancement.
就像《薄伽梵歌》第七章第三十节所讲到的，在千千万万人当中，很少对于这个终极的真理感兴趣。
And out of millions of those, very rare that someone really knows Krishna.
而在千千万万人达到的完美的人当中，极少有几乎没有人真正了解 Krishna。
So, you know, we are an association of devotees. We don't always appreciate how wonderful it is.
所以我们能够得到奉献者的联谊，我们都不知道自己是多么的幸运。
We might see devotees because we all have many defects, but they know Krishna. Anyone who's practicing chanting the holy name and trying to follow a guru, that means they've realized Krishna. They know that that Krishna is the goal of life, so they're the topmost transcendentalists.
虽然我们也看到奉献者也会有各种各样的不足跟缺点，但是实际上他们在唱诵圣名，他们在努力追随灵性导师的教导，说明这些都是他们都是非常伟大的灵魂，他们都是超然的，并且认识到至尊主 Krishna 为终极目标的人。
So we are trying to, in whatever way we can, make people get interested in hearing about Krishna by presenting, you know, whatever, prasadam, books, dramas, festivals, kirtan, anything to attract people. Everybody's attracted to different things.
我们所以呢，我们尽我们所能的，无论是通过书籍、kirtan、prasada 或者是举办节日等方式，来吸引人们，能够来了解 Krishna。因为每个人都会被不同的角度所吸引。
Because it's actually by great good fortune that we can get some attraction to hear about Krishna.
由于特别的巨大的幸运，一个人他可能会对 Krishna 的某个方面会受到吸引。
We'll get happy if we see that a few hundred people or a few 20, 30 people listen to us on the internet, or sometimes a few thousand, but we see some nonsense thing comes up and millions of people watch.
我们看到比方几十个人、几千、几百、几千的人，甚至几十万的人，他们都会被整个互联网上的某个消息或者某些事情或电视上的某些事情吸引。
And the most, you know, crazy thing is just the so-called news of the world.
那么最疯狂的事情就是那些所谓的世界新闻。
If you hear the news about the same event from different parts of the world, the news comes, they tell you a completely different story.
如果从不同的媒体渠道当中，同一件事情，你就会听到不同的内容。
But we see throughout the Bhagavatam, they're going to go, and I wonder if there's really God or anything. But during their life, they never thought of it. No time.
我们看到大部分人，当他们快要死的时候，他们就会想，哎呀，我死后会去哪里呀？哎呀，我应该去服务神啊。但是在他们活得好好的时候，他们却从来没有想过要去服务神。
So if people hear from devotees, they can get, anybody can get purified and uplifted if they will just listen for a short time.
但是呢，任何能够从奉献者那里来聆听的人，他们很快都会得到这样的有关主的讯息。
That's why we like to give books, because people will they read even probably one word, they'll get so much benefit. What to speak if they read a half a page or a whole page? Some people get started and then they just read the whole book without practically not stopping.
那么这也是为什么派书非常重要。你圣帕帕说过，一个人哪怕是读了一个字，那更何况是读了一页或者是整本书呢？有很多人他们因为读了博家梵歌而成了奉献者。
So by the mercy of the Kali Yuga, with all this industry, we can print millions and millions of books and distribute them all over the world.
所以在这卡利年代，我们一件事情就是派印刷百万千万的书籍，把它派到世界各地。
Previously, you know, people had to copy a book by hand, so you know how long that would take. Even if the monk is writing 8 or 10 hours a day, still take a long time to write a whole Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么在古时候呢，人们只用手抄的方式来就是传书，那么。即便是庙里的和尚一天要抄10个小时，但是整部圣典博家把它抄下来也需要很长的时间。
So the modern people, they have so much study about all the problems, but they don't have any solutions.
那么现在人们有，即便是有那么多的问题，但是呢，人们找不到任何真正的解决办法。
They can tell us how many people are smoking cigarettes, how many people are in the mental hospital, how many people are alcoholics, how many cigarettes were sold every day. They know everything, but they know what's the problem, but they have no idea what to do to solve the problem.
人们有详细的数据来告诉我们啊，现在有多少人酗酒，有多少人每天要出售多少的香烟，有多少人进了精神病院等等。那么这些信息虽然知道，但是人们也意识到这些问题，但是却没有真正的解决办法。
The biggest selling medicines are mental for mental disease, disturbed minds, psychological problems.
那些治疗心理疾病的药物就销售量非常大。
Most of them are due to identification with the body, being unhappy with the body, and whatever.
大部分的原因都是由于与躯体的认同，对这个躯体感到不满意而造成的。
So I'll stop there. See if any questions are popping up.
好，那我们今天就讲到这里。那么在这里想问一下大家有没有问题？Maharaj, I have a question. Sorry. And the first question is, mention Lord Brahma with the name Shatadrithihi, verse 20. Why use this name? 我的第一个问题是在第二十个世界当中提到就是主 Brahma 的时候用的是 Shatadrithihi, 我不知道为什么在这里用这个词来称呼主 Brahma。
Can you?
Okay. Maharaj, in verse 20, there's a word Shatadrithaha, of Shatadrithihi, means Lord Brahma. So why here mention Lord Brahma with this name?
Shatadrithi. Of course, Lord Brahma is a big man. He has many names.
当然主 Brahma 他是有很多名字的。
Shata usually means a thousand, I think.
Shata 的意思是成千上万的。
Let me see if I can find something.
Sorry, Marge.
I'm just looking up words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Since you ask, you know, we're not Sanskrit scholars, but we're all Pandyas.
房间里其他分线者有没有问题
？Shutter, shutter means 100. I think.
Does it make Maharaj? Maybe I can look up at the dictionary.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Shutter means 100. Shatta is 100. Now I look up Jyoti. A god sister named Jyoti. One of the great artists. Jyoti means steadfast or steadiness. So Brahma is especially steady, 100 times.
Driti 的意思是稳定，那么就是主 Brahma 他非常非常的稳定，用 Shatta 是很多很大的意思，那么用 Shatta Driti 是指主 Brahma 他非常非常稳定。
Means determination, satisfaction.
他的这种信心，他所补的这种自我满足的状态，他所具有的这种决心都是非常稳定的。
So means patience.
同时也意味着耐心。
It's also a name, a woman's name, quite often.
通常也经常用这个名字来给女子起名。
Because women are patience is a feminine quality.
因为对女性而言，耐心也是一项女子的品质。
Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to take care of children.
否则的话，女人就没有充分的，就会不耐烦，在孩子啊，类似于这样的事情就会感到不耐烦。
You have to be very patient, take care of children.
照顾孩子必须得非常的耐心。
But we need that quality very much for spiritual advancement.
对于灵性上的进步而言，这个耐心的品质也是非常重要的。
Okay.
可以吗？Maharaj, another question. 就是我还有一个问题，就是我们读薄伽梵歌，我们说薄伽梵歌是薄伽瓦坛的基础，那么是不是我们只读薄伽梵歌，我们是不是可以在读薄伽梵歌同时也读薄伽瓦坛呢 ？Maharaj, and Bhagavad Gita is the base for Bhagavatam. Should we only read the Bhagavad Gita before we read the Bhagavatam, or we can read both?
You can read both. Prabhupada made the program Bhagavatam class in the morning and Bhagavad Gita in the evening.
我们薄伽梵歌跟薄伽瓦坛应该都要读，那么可是圣帕帕的安排好，就是早上时候读在庙里早上读瓦坛，晚上读梵歌。
And anywhere you are attracted to read, it's alright, it's all Krishna.
无论你喜欢或者是受到哪部经典的吸引都没有关系，因为他们都是 Krishna。
If we're thinking to make a really thorough study, maybe, you know, then we should read one after another. But I remember when I was younger, and the books, the Bhagavatam was coming out, like every couple of months we get a new one.
如果比如说我们要在系统的学习某一部经典，那么可能我们得花出一定的时间专门从头到尾的学某部经典， 但是咕噜讲到他当时年轻的时候，那时候圣典博加瓦坛就是还没有完全印刷出来，几个月就出一本，几个月出一本。
So we wanted to read the new one, and I remember at one point I was thinking, well, I'm not reading Bhagavad Gita, I'm only reading Bhagavatam.
所以呢，当时我们都非常渴望去读新出版的博加瓦坛。有一次，我不是想到，我现在不想读梵歌，我就想读瓦坛。
Then I noticed how many Bhagavad Gita slokas are in the purports of the Bhagavatam.
然后他发现，其实，在圣典博加瓦坛的要旨当中，里面有很多很多那么多的博加梵歌中的世界。
So、by reading Prabhupada's purports, we learn a lot about Bhagavad Gita because he's showing us how it relates to all the other books.
通过阅读圣典圣帕帕的要旨我们就读了很多国家梵歌中的内容，因为圣帕帕的通过法坛让我们知道这个经典跟其他经典之间有着很强的关系。
Okay, so Prabhupada said that it's like an ice cream or a bowl of candy. You can take from the left side or the bottom side or the top, but it's all good.
就像舍帕帕说的一样，一块糖或者是一个冰淇淋，你无论是从上面吃，还下面吃，还从旁边吃，都是很甜的。好。Maharaj, you just mentioned that nowadays a lot of people suffer a lot of mental problems. It is caused by the identification with the body. But even sometimes in devotees, we also have such kind of problems. And,
we're not fully realized that we're not the body. But also, there are many other causes also, but that, when we identify with the body, then it's very disturbing because the body is always hot or cold or lusty or greedy or angry, and it can be a great disturbance if somebody's mind is not trained.
那我说到就是现在，不是刚才讲到现在这个心理问题，很多人都有这种心理上的问题，那么即便是这个问题呢，基本上都是由于跟群体认同造成的。但是也有种情况，在分线者群体内也会仍然会有一种就是焦虑啊，或者是类似于这样的心理症状的出现。那么顾的一说法就是说，因为还没有完全的觉悟到，就我们不是这个躯体。当然，这个心理上的这些问题也会有其他的原因，但是因为由于我们跟躯体的认同，那么这个躯体呢总是有各种各样的问题，忍乐啊都会受骚扰，还有很多什么嫉妒啊、愤怒啊，这个等等这样的情绪，所以呢就会有很多问题。
So, especially now.There's so much advertising, how you have to be beautiful or you can't be too fat or too skinny and all these things. So many people, they get mentally very disturbed thinking my body's not good, I'm not beautiful, I'm not this, I'm not that.
那么现在社会让我们看到很多的这些宣传啊，或者是很多信息都在说啊，你应该漂亮一点，你应该这样子，你应该那样子。所以结果就使得人们对自己的躯体非常不满意我不够漂亮我这个不够好，我那个不够好。
Nobody likes me because this, because I'm this, because I'm poor. So, but if we know we're not the body and we're actually eternal spirit souls, then still.Like physical, sometimes it's not exactly that. Sometimes there's something wrong with the, in the nerves or something, But Devotees can also get mental disease. It's a material world. The mind is another type of body. It's a subtle body.
我这个不够好，我那个不够好啊，我没钱啊，我这个样子啊，所以呢，就是这个心意啊，总是会因为这些原因而感到很受骚扰。当然，奉献者也有可能，会有这样的心理上的障碍，可能由于比方说神经系统受损等等原因，也会造成这个心理上的精神上的障碍。Okay. Maharaj, one question from devotee. 好，这里有一个问题来自阿曹未央。请问咕噜，觉悟到超灵的最终结果是回到百分塔和主 Narayana 在一起吗？Maharaj, and the ultimate result by Paramatma realization will go to Vaikuntha, reach Vaikuntha to stay with Lord Narayana, right?
What I am doing
depends on the degree of their realization.
Nobody is watching me. 那么看他们觉悟的程度。
If they want to serve Lord Narayana, then they can go to Vaikuntha.
如果一个人他想要服务主 Narayana，那么他就会去外昆塔。Paramatma realization cannot.
It depends. Paramatma for a devotee is Krishna, but realization could be just okay. The Lord is in my heart, but they don't want to serve the Lord particularly. So.
就是要看这样子的觉悟超灵的程度。那比如说对于奉献者而言，那超灵就是 Krishna， 所以他们想服务 Krishna。 但是如果你觉得只是冥想内心的超灵只是处在这样的状态的话，那么就是另外一种情况。
So we can say Krishna can take anyone to Vaikuntha, and he can also he's up to Krishna. He knows.
我们不能说Krishna会
exact formula. You know, like if you graduate from this school, you can go to the next school or something. Krishna knows the heart. It's the heart that.
我们不能说一个人他 Krishna 就会把所有人都 Krishna 能把所有人都带到外昆他去，但是因为要看 Krishna， 他知道每个人的内心的状态，所以就是没有一个硬性的就是这样的一个规律，因为 Krishna 知道我们每个人，他了解的是我们每个人内心的状态。
OK. Generally, the yogis who are trying to meditate on the Paramatma, they're thinking that that's them. The Lord is in their heart, and then they think that's me. So they're not going to go to Vaikuntha.
一般而言，瑜伽师他们会冥想内主 Narayana， 但是呢，他们会把自己认同为是 Narayana， 所以呢，这样的情况他就不能去Vaikuntha。
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your answer. Wonderful.Hare Krishna.
And we don't have to worry about Vaikuntha if we're chanting Hare Krishna and worshiping Lord Chaitanya. We're, you know, we have that door open to go to Goloka.
So
that's what we should be trying to meditate on.
我们不用太关注百昆塔或是兰等等。那么如果我们专注的努力唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra， 那么我们回到的不仅是百昆塔，我们是去到 Goloka。
OK，
好吗？ 奉献者们，其他奉献者还有问题吗？Maharaj, no more questions.
Okay, good. Good night. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 好，祝大家晚安。Hare Krishna.
Radha Madhava Ki Jai. Shimai Purdam Ki Jai. Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo. Obeisance to you. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.